Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. When you know that 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 God loves you, it changes everything. There is nothing that you can do to get God to love you any more than he already does right now. He doesn't need you to be perfect, and there isn't anything that you can do to get God to love you any less than he does right now. He loves you because that's who he is. God is love. His love for us is so good that we can't even understand it fully. His love has no conditions. It has no breaking point. It doesn't matter if we are the worst criminal on the face of this planet, he still loves us. Think about it. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world. All of the people who ever have lived on this planet, all of the people who ever will live on this planet, he loves us all so much that he would send his son Jesus to die for us so that we could know how much he truly loves us and how much he wants us to have a relationship, not a religion, but a relationship with him. When Jesus went to the cross, he willingly gave up his life for people who hated him. Now, how many of you would say that you would do the same? That you would literally give your life up for people who hated you? But yet Jesus did. Jesus gave his life up for people who made fun of him, who beat him so badly he didn't even look like a human any longer, who killed other people just for following him and believing what he had to say. Jesus willingly gave up his life because of his great love for all of us. So many times we find it hard to think that God would love even us. We may say, yeah, well, you don't really know what I did, or you don't know what they did to me. You don't know how broken I am, how unlovable I am. There is no way in the world that God could ever love me. If that's you and you've been thinking that, I want you to know that I can totally relate. I have been there. I grew up in a home where I never once heard the words, I love you. I never once received a hug from my parents. I constantly had thought that everybody who was supposed to love me didn't love me, or everybody who was supposed to love me would just leave me. And those were my thoughts. Nobody loves me. I'm broken. There's no way in the world that anybody could ever love somebody like me. I felt so unloved. I grew up trying to find anything and everything I can, something just to fill the emptiness on the inside of me. I made mistakes, a lot of mistakes, some big mistakes. I hurt a lot of people in the process, and I hated myself. I was so depressed. I was in such a dark place for so many years, and I was emotionally numb, where I got to the point where I just wanted to feel anything, if I could just feel something again. So if that's you and you're thinking those thoughts, I understand. I was there. But I want you to know that when God looks at us, he's not thinking about all of those things that we could ever do wrong. He's not coming at you with an attitude of, oh, what did you do this time? Or, are you kidding me? Oh man, you really messed up this time. No, God does not think those thoughts towards you. Instead, he already knew what you were going to do before you ever did it. And he still chose you. And he still loves you anyway. He looks at you with love and compassion. And when you mess up, he says, my daughter, if you only knew how valuable you really are, you wouldn't feel the need to make choices that hurt you. My daughter, if you only knew how much I loved you, you wouldn't feel like you're that unlovable, broken person any longer, but you would see that you are so loved. God has never stopped loving you. He loves you because that's who he is. God will never give up on you. He is committed to you. He is faithful to you. When you say yes to Jesus and his love for you, you say, Lord, I want it. I want that love. When you say yes to his love, it changes everything. And as I said, I know I was there. I was in that place of brokenness, in that place of where I felt like nobody could ever love somebody like me. But yet God said yes, and I said yes to God, and it changed my entire life. God's love for us is so good that we can't even begin to understand just how amazing that it is. Praise God that he gives us little revelations of how much he loves us, because our minds wouldn't even be able to comprehend how good that love is. And it's not a love like those people who say they love you and they hurt you. It's not that kind of love. God is a good God, and he loves you, and he doesn't like what those people did to you, and he doesn't like what those other people are doing to you currently. But he wants you to know that with him, you're never alone, that he's going to help you walk through those situations with a love that good. How do we even begin to receive it? God is a good God, ladies. He will never force you to serve him. He will never force you to love him. We receive his love like we receive any other gift by accepting it, by saying, Lord, I want your love. I'm choosing to receive your love. I'm trusting in you, God. I'm trusting that you love me. Help me to get a revelation, Lord, of how much you really love me. So it may seem easy to receive God's love, but sometimes there are things holding us back from really receiving that love. Maybe it's the memories of past hurts. Like I said, I totally get it. I was hurt by all of the people that were supposed to love me. I was rejected by my parents. I was rejected by my family. I was rejected by my friends. I understand what memories can do. But Isaiah 61, the whole chapter, talks about Jesus and all that he came to this earth to do and why he died on the cross for us. It says, the Spirit of God is upon Jesus because the Lord has anointed Jesus to preach the good news to the poor. God sent Jesus to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to those who are captive, and open the prison to those who are bound, to comfort all who are hurting and who mourn, to give them beauty for their ashes. Maybe you feel like I did, where you just feel, ugh, and you just feel like you're nothing but a pile of ashes, just, ugh. But God says that he's going to trade those ashes for beauty. Then it goes on to say, he will give you an oil of gladness instead of your grief, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness or depression or overwhelm. If that's you and you have felt very heavy on the inside, depressed or overwhelmed or to the point of where you don't even know if you want to go on any longer, God says he will exchange that for a garment of praise where you can wake up in the morning and feel that joy and that gladness on the inside of you and just can't wait to start your day. God can do it. Like I said, I know. I've been there. God wants you whole. He wants to heal you. He wants you to feel loved, and he wants you to feel accepted, and he wants you to feel wanted because he loves you. He accepts you, and he wants you. Something else that will sometimes hold us back from receiving that love is not feeling like we're worthy enough for God's love. Ladies, you're worthy because God sees you as valuable. Jeremiah 1:5 tells us that before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. Before you were born, he set you apart for a purpose. Ephesians 2:10 says that you are God's masterpiece. There is nobody out there who is like you. You are a one of a kind, and he designed every little intricate detail about you on purpose, and it pleased him to do so. The moment you give your life to Jesus, he recreates you and makes you somebody brand new, somebody who's not even connected to that old you. You are brand new, and he makes you brand new so that you are able to fulfill the purpose he has for your life. He designed you to live a good life. John 17:23 says that God loves you as much as he does his own son, Jesus. Think about that. He loves you as much as he loves Jesus. And then another thing that can hold us back from receiving God's love are the challenges that we're currently facing. We're like, yeah, well, if God really loved me, then he wouldn't let this happen. Ladies, God loves you. God is good all the time. There is a real devil out there, and he does not want you to win. He does not want you to live all in for Jesus, because he knows that if he can get you on his side and make you think that God is the one who's causing all of these things to happen to you, then you'll never serve him. And that's where he wants you. He knows that eventually one day he's going to hell. Hell is a real place. It was created for the devil and his demons. But yet people go there every single day because the enemy has lied to them over and over again, and they never receive Jesus and his great love. Bad things happen because there is a bad devil who lives in this world trying to take people out. And because, unfortunately, when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, he turned his back on God and he chose to follow after Satan, Adam gave the devil the right to be on this earth. But God doesn't want you destroyed. John 10:10 tells us that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If it steals, if it kills, if it destroys, it's not from God, it's from the devil. Then it goes on to say in John 10:10 that Jesus has come to give you life, and life more abundantly. Psalm 34:19 tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, because the enemy doesn't want us to win. So he's going to throw things at us. But you know what the good news is? The end of that verse says, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Things may try to come our way, but they can't win. The enemy can't win. He can try, but he will not win. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4 says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. You have victory over the enemy. He does not have victory over you. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I, God, am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God is there with you. He's not ever going to leave you or forsake you. When you get a revelation of God's love for you, listen to what it does for you. Ephesians 3:16 through 20 says that when you become rooted and grounded in God's love for you, meaning you've made it a habit to spend time with God daily, you said yes to Jesus, and you're like, God, I want you. I want you. Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. I trust in you. And you make it a habit to spend time with love himself, God. You will begin to get a revelation of how much God truly loves you. You will begin to realize little by little how amazing his love for you is. And that's when God is able to fulfill his purpose for your life and is able to do, listen to this, this is pretty awesome. When you get a revelation of God's love for you, he is able to do exceeding abundantly in your life, far over all that you could dare ask or think, and infinitely beyond your highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. Now, how many of you all can dream big? Like, you got some pretty big dreams. God says, I'm going to do more. You're dreaming too small. That I got more for you. That is our God, and that is how much He loves you. I want to encourage you today to receive that love, even if you are already a Christian and you're already on fire for God. We can still get even more revelation of how much God loves us. All we have to do is choose to put our trust in God and what He has said about us and watch how it changes everything. Now, if you are listening to this and you're saying, I really haven't given my life to Jesus, I want you to repeat this prayer after me, but not just repeat this prayer, but really mean it from your heart. Choose to put all of your trust in the Lord. Just like if you were in the kitchen and you were sitting down on a chair, you put all your trust in that chair that's going to hold you up, right? Well, the same thing is true with God. God, I'm putting all my trust in you. Repeat after me. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you. Sin and Satan, I'm turning my back on you. Jesus, I come to you now. I am beginning a fresh start with you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Today, I begin a brand new life with you. Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, ladies. Now, if that was you, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to go to the Uncommenting app. You can download that at uncommentingapp.com and click on the tab that says Next Steps. Fill out that information below, and I want to send you a gift to help you take that next step in your walk with God. All right, ladies, I hope that this episode helped you this week. God so does love you. He loves you so much more than you can even imagine. All right, so as we do every single week, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, one quick announcement before we head out for today. First of all, Merry Christmas to you all. I hope you all enjoyed a wonderful Christmas. All right, so real quick, we are now enrolling for our next group coaching program, and we would love to have you join us. We still have a few spots left. So you may be asking, do I really need a life coach? Well, sometimes in life, we have some things that come up that cause us to feel like we are not making progress, or we feel like we just don't know how to overcome them. This could be in your walk with God. You know, maybe you feel stuck, or maybe you feel like, are my prayers really working? And you're just not sure if you're doing it right. Or maybe you feel scared to step out to do what God has called you to do, and you just need a little bit of extra encouragement. Or maybe it could be with school. Maybe the pressure that comes with the good grades, or making friends, or dealing with drama. Maybe you felt like just a lack of motivation, like you just don't even want to get out of bed most days. These are all normal feelings. You're not alone. God has placed greatness on the inside of you. And with group coaching, I have seen so many girls going from areas where they felt like they were struggling to really thriving in life. If you would like to learn more about group coaching, all you need to do is go to the Uncommenting app, click on the tab that says coaching, or you can go to www.uncommenting.com and learn more there. All right, ladies, have an amazing week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big, and He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.